bum, bum, bum.
When ghosts and goblins hang about and have a ghastly time, they tune into Podcast Pink and listen to his rhyme.
Spirits speak to whispered ears about the times they love the most, and poltergeists play in shadowed shapes to unwary and unwilling hosts. The curtains swing in windless windows for a specter from some time ago, and no one dares to sit alone when the ghosts put on their show.
As restless vaulted fingers turned gothic scrolls, men followed the gilded astrolabe, looking for the world. Still working threads of splendor, women weave, souls in throe, pinning icons of the heart and hand on the walls of the master's hall. The ghost and circles, out there somewhere, the ghost and sweets, Empress purple, new world gold, surrendered up by tribes, with stories told, again retold.
vaulted fingers turned gothic scrolls. Men followed the gilded astrolabe, looking for the world.
In the writing of a poem, Bell, there is something more than words, book. It brings the poem to life, candle, and makes the poem magic. Jared was just finishing up the replanting of the daisies in the garden outside his home when he noticed one out of place. His wife would never stand for that. To her, everything had to be perfect. She was the sort who liked everything her way, with no consideration for others, especially Jared. He could still hear her voice ringing in his ears. Jared, make me dinner. Jared, clean the house. Jared, straighten your tie. She was just not happy with anything. Jared lifted up the flower and dug down beneath it to adjust the obstacle disrupting its placement. The extra work seemed like nothing for him now that his wife was gone. He had even gone through all the trouble of planting the daisy garden just for her. He thought it would please her, especially since her name was the same as the flower. Now she would never bother him again. After digging sufficient space, he pushed down the hand he had once held in marriage and covered it over with dirt. He replaced the flower into its hole. Everything was perfect. Maybe now Daisy would finally be happy.
Looks like a nightmare factory.
John's laugh. Let's go back.
Now, there must be a logical explanation for that noise.
Yeah, a
big, fat, logical, supernatural ghost.
What?
Old John Abernathy the First. It's an evil place. The last woman who lived there was actually scared to death by a monster.
Music for this podcast was provided by Podshow's PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Music on this podcast has been Ghost Dance by Joe Flanders, The Ghost by Jemima Bullock, and The Ghost of Dragstrip Hollow by The Tsunami Experiment. Poetry on this podcast has been Ghost Show and Poetic Magic by Patrick McNamara. The story Misplaced Daisy is written by Patrick McNamara. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact me at writerpatrick@netzero.net. You can also check out my webpage at www.geocities.com/writerpatrick. Thank you for listening.
Happy Halloween!